Looks like dog waters in Auckland are protesting council, protesting the council removing public bins around parks. The dog waters in the, walkers in the inner city suburbs Remuera and Point Chev have started to leave their poo bags where the bins used to be. Troy Churton is the Ooraki local board member. Hi, Troy.
How are you?
Do you reckon the wrong bins have been removed?
It's not really a case of the wrong bins. I feel a bit sorry for the dog walkers. It's a bit like, you know, I've struggled to find somewhere to post my mail now, but what I have to do is find out where I can, and I've changed my behaviour and go and post my mail where there's a mailbox. And I'd just like to say, yeah, the protest about the loss of some bins that used to exist is duly noted, but that's no reason to carry on leaving your dog shit in a certain area where there was once a bin. But absolutely, you know, and I can definitely raise this with my board and will do so, that some of the bins that were taken can be reinstated, because it's easier to swallow a rates increase, I guess, when you know that the service levels you've become accustomed to are being maintained. I get that, right? But this all comes back, Heather, around June last year, local boards across the region were asked to pretty much swallow a instruction from governing body to find ways of reducing certain service levels, because their funding for service levels is being cut, like everything in council has been priority, right? And so one of the ways that was presented was let's get rid of 30% of the bins.
Troy, we do understand it. I understand it. But surely going now and picking up the poo would be as expensive, if not more, than going and emptying the bin.
Absolutely right. There's no basis for an argument that having fewer bins means less collection costs. I know out west where I've got some friends and a lovely beach, there were three bins, there's now only one, but it still costs the same truck the same amount of money and almost the same amount of time to collect the one bin instead of the three that used to be collected. And consequently, you've got a beach out in West Auckland now that should look beautiful, but it's full of crap.
Okay, right? So this
that argument, I completely accept it, and I will absolutely talk with my board to see what we can do for the Ooraki situation.
Good on you.
Totally.
Okay, Troy, we're going to leave it there because we've got the Prime Minister coming up. Thanks, mate. Troy Churton, Ooraki local board member.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.